弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be to brothers and sisters。
感谢神给我们弟兄姊妹又一年过来，可以聚集一起来寻求主的话语、主的旨意。
We thank God for the past years that we can gather together now again once to fellowship upon His word。
每年夏天这个时候，我们可以把所有我们的工作、我们的学业都放下。我们专心的来到这一个美好的地方，我们只有一件事，就是寻求主的话语、主的旨意。
Every summer we can put down our work, our studies, our whatever things that be bothered us, that we can come before the feet of the Lord to learn of Him.
今年的主题，弟兄们定下来的是忠心、良善的仆人。
The theme for this year is being selected by the brothers. There is a good and faithful servant.
那我们两位讲员收到这个信息的时候
，When we received the email,
有两个版本。
There are two versions of this theme.
一个版本出自于马太福音二十五章。
The first theme came from Matthew chapter 25.
我们打开来一起读。
We shall read it together.
二十五章，这里是讲到那个主给他的仆人三种不同的恩赐。
In chapter 25, here it speaks about the Lord giving the servants.His servants, there are three categories, three types of gifts.
然后主就回来的时候要跟他的仆人们算账。
And when the master came, he will take an account with his servants.
所以这一次的主题呢，就出自于二十五章的二十一节。
So the theme is derived from this chapter 25, verse 21.
主就称赞那个好的仆人。
So the Lord praised.The servant that is what that is.
二十一节，主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。”
In verse 21, the Lord says, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things.'"
那么，另外一处呢，就是在二十四章。
And the next portion is chapter 24,
出自于四十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
那我觉得这两段圣经
I felt that this from
都是非常的重要。
I felt that from these two portions of the scripture that we have read, they are very important to us.
是出自于主耶稣在马太福音最后一段的讲道。
This is the last taken from the last portion of the preaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
从二十四章、二十五章、二十六章，就是讲一个重要的题目。
Chapter 24, 25, and 26 of Matthew, the Lord speaks of an important theme.
就是讲到要来的国度。
Speaks about the coming kingdom.
这个要来的国度。里面主就说，当他回来的那一天
，The coming kingdom speaks about how the Lord when He comes on the day.
他要对他的众仆人问这个问题。
He want to ask his servant one question.
这个问题就是谁是忠心良善的仆人
？He want to ask one question. Who then is my good and faithful servant?
谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
Who then is a wise and faithful servant?
这两个问题都是问每一个神的仆人的。
And these two questions he will ask of every believer.
我们所有的基督徒，凡是蒙主耶稣宝血拯救的人。
All of us Christians who have been saved by the and bought by the precious blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
神救我们不单单是叫我们脱离罪恶，将来不要下地狱，可以进天堂。
God save us not that we will be forgiven of our sins and so that we will not go to hell but go into heaven.
神有一个更高的旨意。
God has a higher plan for each one of us.
这个旨意就是要我们来服侍他。
He has a higher will for each one of us. He wants each one of us to serve him.
就好像在旧约的时候，神拯救以色列人出埃及。
It's just like in the Old Testament times that how the Lord lead the people of Israel out of Egypt.
神叫摩西对法老说。
God asked Pharaoh to speak to Moses to speak to Pharaoh.
让我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
下面一句。好侍奉我
so that they may serve me.
所以神拯救他的百姓
so the Lord saved his people, his own people.
对神的百姓来讲，我们所需要的是蒙拯救，脱离撒旦的权势。
To us as people, we only want to be saved so that we can free from the dominion of Satan.
但是对神来讲
but to God himself,
他有更高的旨意。
He has higher purpose.Perfect view.
所有从罪恶中被拯救的人都要做一件事，来做他的仆人，侍奉他。
All those who have escaped from the grasp of sin, that they must come and serve him.
所以，仆人这个定义不是仅仅说到这个全时间的工人而已。
So when we come to define the word servant, it does not mean all those who serve him full time.
他还包括了。
It includes
每一位蒙宝血拯救神的儿女。
It includes each and every one of us who have been saved and purchased by the blood of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都要回答主耶稣的这个问题。
So each one of us have to answer this question by our Lord.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
Who then is my wise and faithful servant?
到了二十五章就是谁是良善忠心的仆人？
And come to verse chapter 25, who then is a good and faithful servant?
那么这一次呢，我们两位弟兄，孙弟兄早晨他就要注重在忠心这两个字。
So on this occasion of our church camp, our brother Godwin's son was concentrate on the word faithful in the morning ministry.
起码这是我们两个谈话的时候，他告诉我他四个题目，我看都是。Focus 在这个中心这个上面。
At least during our conversations, I can gather that he want to focus on the word faithful.
那我就把我的题目呢，就放在有见识上面。
So I'll concentrate my talk on who then is the wise, wise servant.
那么所以呢，我要讲的这四个信息。
So the four messages that I'm going to talk on,
都是。集中在中文圣经的翻译是有见识。
So I will concentrate on the Chinese version. The rendition is that who then is a wise servant?
那么就是出自于这个二十四章的四十五节。
And is taken from chapter 25 verse chapter 24 verse 45.
那么这个字中文在这个地方翻译成有见识。
In the Chinese version, it says.Who then is wise means someone who can see something.
英文有好几个翻译。
In English, there are various interpretations.
我们弟兄用的版本，他的版本叫做 wise.
The version that I've taken is says about wise.
有的版本呢，就翻译成 sensible.
There are some version that speaks about sensible servant.
也有一个版本翻译成 shrewd.
Some said about shrewd servant.
对，所以这个原文这个字，它的意义是包含的很丰富的。
So the original language used to describe this word wise or shrewd or sensible, it has encompasses a lot of rich meaning in it.
那我去查这个字典。
So I went to check the dictionary.
我就发现整个的新约圣经。用了十五次。
So I found that this word is being used 15 times in the New Testament.
主耶稣自己在四本福音书里面，他用了五次。
In the four Gospels, the Lord Jesus himself used it on five occasions.
对，那么所以呢，我这一次呢，就是集中在主用这个字的时候，他怎么用的。
So now I will concentrate on.How the Lord Jesus himself applied the meaning of this word in the scripture.
对，换而言之，在主耶稣的眼中， 什么叫做聪明的管家？
In another words, who then is a good and clever steward?
对，这个聪明跟我们平常在世人中间所说的聪明是不是同一个意思？
This clever or steward, is the meaning clever, is it used as commonly as we would have used it?
今天我们称一个人说，哎呀，你好聪明。
Today we commend someone, oh, you're very clever.
啊，或者你的小孩读书读得很好，我们说，哎呀，你的孩子真是会读书，好聪明。
If your child studies very well and get good results, then we say, oh, your child is very intelligent, clever.
所以我们所指的大概是指着他的 IQ 很高。
Sometimes we say that his intelligence quotient is very high.
他的成绩很好。
His result is very good.
长大了以后，在这个世界上，他能够很成功做大事。
When he grow up, he can be very successful and do great things.
这是这个世界用这个字的时候所说的聪明。
This is how the world describes clever.
那我们这次就要来看看，当主耶稣称他的仆人聪明是怎么样定义的。
So let us now see how the Lord Jesus described a person who is truly clever.The meaning of it.
我们今天晚上我们要来看第一次主耶稣说聪明这个字或者有见识这个字是怎么用的。
So tonight we want to see how the Lord applied this word wise the first time he used it.
请我们打开马太福音。
So let us turn to the Matthew Gospel of Matthew.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
这是我们的主第一次用这个字的时候。
This is the first time the Lord used this word.
七章二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Chapter 7, 24 and 25. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I would liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on that rock.
26节.
Verse 26.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
Verse 26. But everyone who hears these words, these sayings of mine, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew.And beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
在我们忙碌的生活中，你让我们能够把所有的忙碌、所有的重担都撇下。
In the busyness of our life, Lord, you have helped us, Lord, to put down all these burdens aside.
你让我们能够专心的来到这个美好的地方，我们来亲近你。
You help us, Lord, that we can gather together here to concentrate and to draw near to you.
你呼召我们来寻求你的面。
You call us, Lord, to seek your face.
主啊，我们真是觉得我们是有福的一群。
Oh Lord, truly we are blessed people.
主，我们真是向你祷告。
Lord, we pray to you.
我们一起为着这几天，我们能够在这个海边。一起聚集在你的脚前，我们向你呼求。
Oh Lord, as we gather beside this seaside resort, Lord, we want to call upon you.
主啊，求你向我们每一个人来说话。
Oh Lord, speak to each and every individual of us.
来启示你的自己。
To reveal yourself.
主啊，给我们一颗饥渴慕义的灵。
Oh Lord, give us a heart, a thirsty spirit for you.
因为主，你答应我们 饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who thirst for you, Lord, will be blessed.
因为他们必得饱足。
Because they will be filled.
主啊，如果我们来到这里，我们的心还没有预备好，求你在这个时候来预备我们的心。
Oh Lord, if we come here and our hearts are not ready, Lord, we pray to you, Lord, that you prepare our hearts.
如果我们人来了，心还在想别的事情，主，我们求你自己今天向我们显现。
Oh Lord, if our human body or your physical body are here and yet our minds are elsewhere, Oh Lord, we pray that you truly appear to each and every one of us.
用你的荣耀向我们显现，用你的美丽来吸引我们。
Oh glorify, use your glory to attract us, or use your beauty to draw and bring us to yourself.
主啊，如果离开了你，我们还有什么呢？
Oh Lord, where should we go if we have left you?
如果你没有说话，主啊，我们这次聚集通通是枉然。
Oh Lord, if you do not speak to each one of us, then our gathering will be all truly in vain.
但是主啊，你一说话，我们就活了。
But if you speak and we will live.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your spirit is life.
我们需要你自己的话来充满我们。
We want your spirit and your words to truly fill us.
我们需要你的话来成为我们的食物，成为我们的路上的光，脚前的灯。
We want your word to become life to us, to be lamp unto our feet.
主啊，你用你的话创造宇宙万有。
Oh Lord, you use your word to create the whole universe.
主，我们今天向你祷告，求你用活的话来改变我们的生命。
Oh Lord, we pray to you, Lord, that today you use a living word to change our life.
改变你的教会。
Transform and change your church.
让你的教会因着你清楚的话语、能力的话语来复兴，来走上你的旨意。
That the church may listen to your almighty word, that the whole church will be revived.
求你从今天晚上就在我们中间行大事。
Oh Lord,Truly start your great work tonight among our midst.
我们祷告，求你用宝血把这个地方分别为圣。
Oh Lord, we pray that your precious blood will cleanse and separate everything and all be holy to you.
每一个来到这里的每弟兄姊妹们，从老到小，通通用你的宝血把我们洗净。
So all brothers and sisters from young to old, that your precious blood will cleanse each and every one of us.
求你自己圣灵的大能来充满浇灌我们。
Your Holy Spirit, your mind will truly fill us.
让我们在这里是一个分别为圣的名。
Truly that we are people set aside holy unto you.
在这里有好的土，让神的话能够像好的种子撒在我们里面，能够结实30, 60, 100倍。
So truly, Lord, that we will be like fertile soil, that we will bear fruits 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
荣耀你的名。
All glory be to your name.
主啊，你回来的日子近了。
Lord, your coming is near.
主啊，我们怎么能够继续沉睡呢？
How can we continue to be asleep?
求你把我们唤醒。
Oh Lord, awaken each one of us.
让我们在你面前有一个警醒祷告的心。
Oh, help us to be watchful and prayerful before you.
让我们一起来寻求耶和华的面。
Oh Lord, that we will seek the face of our Jehovah.
你也向我们施恩。
You will also grant us grace.
让为父的心转向你的儿女。
The Lord, that our hearts that will seek to be my children, like seeking the Father.
让我们的心也转向我们的神。
That our hearts will also look unto the Father.
所以你说话的时候，我们都听见了。
So whatever you speak, Lord, we will be able to hear.
主啊，求你向我们每一个人的心的深处来说你这次要说的话语。
So Lord, speak to the innermost.Of each one, hearts of each and every brothers and sisters here, that the words that you truly want us to listen to you,
不让我们任何一个人离开这个会场的时候，我们没有被你摸到。
So Lord, that do not let any one of us when we leave this place that we have not been touched by you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的。
Oh, hearken to our prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这一次要来交通的这一个点，
You want to come to fellowship upon this topic?
你会发现主要的是出自于马太福音。
You will discover that the main portion of it is taken from Matthew, Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音在四本福音书里面被排第一本。
The Gospel of Matthew is put as the first book.Of the gospel, of the four gospel.
在圣经这个完成的次序上， 马可应该是第一本。
In terms of completion of the gospel, four gospel, Mark is actually the first one to have been completed.
但是圣灵有意的把马太放在第一本。
But it's of the Holy Spirit desire that Matthew should be the first gospel.
圣灵有他特殊的意义。
The Holy Spirit have his special intention for it.
因为在这里，神要把他儿子到地上来的首要目的，最重要的目的，先借着这本福音书来向我们启示。
Because the God wants us to know from the Gospel of Matthew what is the purpose and the of the coming of the Lord Jesus into our midst. So that's why the Gospel of Matthew is being placed there.
为什么神的儿子要亲自来到这个地上呢？
Why is it the Son of God must come to this earth?
是他为要拯救我们这些世上的人。
Yes, he wants to save all of us who are on earth.
因为如果主耶稣没有来到这个世界，我们的罪是不可能得着赦免的。
If the Lord Jesus has not come down to earth, then it is impossible for each one of us to be forgiven.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他是除去世人罪孽的。
He's the one that removed the iniquities of human beings.
每一个基督徒相信他，我们的罪就因着这一个神的羔羊，他的宝血流出，我们的罪得着赦免。
Every believer who believes on this, because of he is the Lamb of God, all of us will be forgiven because of the blood that flows from him.
但是
，But
这件事不是耶稣来到地上的目的。
But this is not the main objective of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣来到地上，洗净人的罪。解决人的罪的问题是要达到他目的的一个方法。
The Lord Jesus who come down to cleanse us from our sins, so that we can be forgiven, it is to meet his objective. It is one means of meeting this objective.
那么这个目的是什么呢？
But what is this objective?
你就会发现马太福音就是把这个目的向我们表明。
Then you will discover that the Gospel of Matthew present this and show it to us clearly.
在这本福音书一共28章圣经。
In this gospel, there's only 28 chapters.
而它有一个词汇是其他三本福音书没有出现过的。
There's one word that in the other three gospels you will not find.
只有马太福音讲。
It's only spoken of in the gospel.
这是它的独有词。
It is something like sole proprietorship is there.
那这个词汇是什么呢？
What is this word?
就是天国。
Is kingdom
这个词在这本福音书里面一共用了32次。
It's used 32 times kingdom of heaven.
你在其他三本福音书找不到这个词。
In the other three gospels, you will not be able to find it.
那你也会发现，主耶稣的先锋施洗约翰出来讲道。
You will realize that the forerunner of the Lord Jesus, John the Baptist, when he came to start to preach,
他的信息题目叫做“天国近了，你们应当悔改”。
His message was, the kingdom of heaven is here, you repent.
那么等到主耶稣自己来传道。
So when the Lord Jesus himself started to preach,
你会发现主耶稣的题目跟施洗约翰的题目一模一样。
You will realize that the message given by the Lord Jesus himself is exactly the same as the John the Baptist.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
后来主耶稣呼召门徒，训练他们完以后，打发他们出去。
When the Lord Jesus has trained his disciples and want to send them forward,
要他们去传道。
They want them to go to preach.
你能够猜主耶稣叫他们去传什么道呢？
Can you guess what the Lord Jesus want them to go and preach?
你在马太福音里面去找。
You look into the, you search the scripture in Matthew.
你会发现主叫他们去传的道，没有不是讲家庭，也不是讲婚姻，不是的。
Then you realize that.The Lord Jesus wanted them to talk about, it's not about family, not talk about marriages.
讲什么？
Talk about what?
天国的福音。
Talk about the kingdom of heaven.
所以你能够看得出来，他的先锋传天国，主耶稣传天国，主耶稣打发门徒出去，还是传天国。
So you see, the forerunner John the Baptist speaks about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus himself speaks about the kingdom of heaven. And even when he sends forth his disciples, they preach the kingdom of heaven.
所以天国这个观念，这个主耶稣要带到地上来的， 充满了整个马太福音。
So you will see that the view, the message of the kingdom of heaven filled the entire gospel of Matthew.
那同时你又会发现
，Then you realize at the same time,
马太的作者是马太。
So you realize the author of Matthew is Matthew.
马太福音的作者是马太。
The author of the gospel of Matthew is Matthew.
他来记载主耶稣在地上的工作。
He came to record the work of our Lord Jesus.
他是把主耶稣所有的讲道里面，凡是跟天国有关的，通通记下来。
You realize that this Matthew, he recorded down all those things, all those messages about Jesus, speaking about the kingdom of heaven, he recorded them all down in this book.
所以整个二十八章圣经他记载了主耶稣五篇完整的关于天国的教训。
So in Matthew you see that he recorded five chapters.
No. Five messages.
Five messages about the kingdom of heaven.
这五篇的信息就贯穿整个的马太福音。
And these five messages flow through the whole gospel.
那我们来看第一篇。
So we look at the first message.
就是从马太福音的第五章、第六章、第七章。
It begins from chapter 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew.
你看主耶稣开始讲道。
You see that the Lord Jesus started to give his start preaching.
我们一般讲解圣经的人称这三章叫做登山宝训。
We speak those commentators who say that this is the Sermon of the Mount.
那么第一句话就是虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The first one it says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这样子一路讲下来，一直讲到第七章结束。
And it continues until the chapter 7, then it ends there.
这三章圣经被称为，有的人称它叫做登山宝训，有的人称它叫天国的宪法。
天国的宪法。
The Constitution.
The Constitution of the Kingdom of Heaven.
对。
Some commentators say that this is the Sermon on the Mount, or is the Constitution of the Kingdom of Heaven.
我称它这篇讲道是主耶稣第一次介绍天国的本质是什么。
So I'm going to tell you that this is the how the Lord Jesus himself described the characteristics of the kingdom of heaven.
然后从第十章
Then from chapter 10
开始一直到十章的结束
From chapter 10 to the whole chapter
是第二次讲到天国，这个天国怎么样开展
And how this kingdom of heaven is being expansion of the kingdom of heaven.
主打发他十二个门徒出去传天国的道。
The Lord Jesus sent these 12 disciples to preach the kingdom of heaven.
应该用什么样的方式去传，什么样的心态去传，应该怎么样准备。
How they should go out and preach the gospel. What sort of behavior have they bear in mind when they go and preach this gospel, kingdom of heaven.
这第二篇的关于天国的讲道叫做天国的扩张。
And so this second portion we say is about the expansion of the kingdom of heaven.
然后你就来到第十三章。
Then we come to chapter 13.
十三章一共讲了八个比喻，天国的比喻。
Chapter 13 speaks about eight parables of the kingdom of heaven.
那么这里这是第三篇关于天国的信息，讲到天国是一个隐藏的天国。
And so this third message speaks about the hidden kingdom of heaven.
也是告诉我们，主耶稣要带到地上来的这个国，是在现阶段是隐藏的，它是一个宝贝藏在地里。
So the Lord Jesus wants to say that this kingdom of heaven at this present moment is something that's hidden, a hidden treasure.
然后到了十六章、十七章。
When we come to chapter 16 and 17,
就是第四篇信息。
It's the fourth message about kingdom heaven.
第四篇信息就讲到这个天国的实体是什么。
It speaks about the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
天国既然是一个隐藏的，平常人看不懂。
When we say the kingdom of heaven is hidden, then people won't understand it.
你没有启示，你不知道主耶稣在这里面到底做什么。
If you don't have revelation, then you don't know what the Lord Jesus is doing here.
但是凡是愿意答应耶稣的呼召，
But those who are willing to answer the call of the Lord Jesus,
愿意背起自己的十字架来跟随耶稣的人,
willing to carry the cross to follow after Jesus,
他们就可以见到这个天国的 reality, 这个实质。
Then they can really see with their own eyes the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国对门徒来讲是彰显的，不是隐藏的。
So to the disciples, to those who are willing to follow, to them, this kingdom of heaven is something that's appeared before them.
这是第四篇，然后你到了第二十四章开始。
That's the fourth message. And so when we come to chapter 25,
二十四章、二十五章呢，就是第五篇信息，讲到将来的天国。
Chapter 24, 25 speaks about the kingdom of heaven, but now it speaks about the future kingdom.
对，这个要来的天国。
That which is going to come.
所以这五篇信息是贯穿整个的马太福音。
So these five messages feel through, runs through the whole gospel of Matthew.
那这次我们负责弟兄们选这个题目的时候，
So those responsible brothers who have chosen this message,
不管是二十四章这个题目也好，二十五章这个题目也好，
Regardless whether it's taken from 24 or from 25,
都是出自于第五篇信息。
So it's all taken from the fifth message.
都是讲到那将要来到的国度。
It speaks about the coming kingdom.
讲到主耶稣自己有第二次要来到这个世界的应许。
It speaks about the promise of our Lord Jesus that He's going to come again.
那一天他就要把这个国度完全表现在这个地球上。
And He will truly at that time manifest His kingdom on earth.
本来这个国度主耶稣第一次来的时候是个隐藏的，是一个宝贝，却是藏在地里，没有很少人知道。
On the first occasion when He come, this kingdom of heaven is something is hidden, something which is very precious and hidden, and nobody knows. Very few people know about it.
但是等到主耶稣第二次来了，
But when we come to the second time when the Lord Jesus come,
他要把这个国度彰显在整个的 地上。
He want to manifest the whole kingdom of heaven on the earth.
那就是全世界的人都要看见。
Then the whole world, everybody will see it.
第一次来的时候，这个王是一个隐藏的王，他生在马槽里。
The first time the king that comes is a hidden king. He's born in a manger.
啊，地上的王要杀他。
The king on earth want to kill him.
神从天上保护他的儿子。
God in heaven protected his son.
33年半以后，他还是被人钉在十字架上死了。
33 and a half years later, sadly, he is still being nailed to the cross.
但是十字架不是这个王的结束。
But the cross is not the end of this king.
这个十字架是把这个王带到天上。
This cross brings this king to heaven.
今天这个王，这个天国的王，他坐在父神至大者宝座的右边。
Today, this king is seated beside the right, on the right hand side of God.
他正在建他的国。
And he is building his kingdom.
有一天时候满足，他要回来。
And when the time is fulfilled, he will come.
然后在这一篇信息里面，在最后这一篇信息里面，他说他要驾着云彩，众使者与他一同来。
He will say that he will come in the clouds, and all the saints will be with him.
是在荣耀中向这个世界来显现。
And he will show his glory to the whole world.
全世界都要看见他，都要敬拜他。
The whole world will see him and will bow down to worship him.
所以这个是主自己在那里把整个这个天国的过程，从耶稣的第一次来到耶稣的第二次来，全部很仔细的讲给我们听。
And so you see that this is a very clear account of how the Lord Jesus from the first time he came and to the time that he will come again, how he bring this message to us.
所以在这一个主耶稣第二次来的时候，他就问了这两个问题。
So when the Lord Jesus come, the first time he asked these two questions.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
谁是良善又忠心的仆人？
Who then is a good and faithful servant?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们每一个基督徒都是蒙恩的人。
So all brothers and sisters here are All Christians here are those who have received the grace.
神把我们放在地上。
God has placed us on earth.
神给我们有不同的恩赐。
God has given us different gifts.
有不同的 年日在地上长短有不同。
The length of our days on earth is different.
恩赐有大有小。
Some of us have big great gifts and some have small gifts.
这是主人他自己的主权决定的。
This is the authority, the propriety of the master.
我们没有权利去问他，你为什么只给我一千两？或者两千两，为什么不给我五千两？这个不是我们的问题。
We don't have the right to ask him why you give me 1,000 talent, 2,000 talent, 5,000 talent.
我们要回答的问题是说，他主人告诉我们，他多给谁，就向谁多要。
The master says that those who have given more, he would ask and require of more.
少给谁，就向谁少要。
Those who have given less, he required less of them.
但是多给也好，少给也好，通通要怎么样交账。
But regardless of those who have given much or those who have given less, all of us have to give an account.
这个是我们每一个人要知道的。
And this is the most important thing that all of us must know.
所以你不要嫉妒你旁边的弟兄或者姐妹，他恩赐比你大。
So do not be envious of the brothers or sisters who have high greater gifts than you.
你只要问主啊，你给我的那一份，我有没有把它，我忠心的来摆上来使用。
All we need to ask of ourselves is that Lord, whether the gifts that you have given to us, whether we have been faithful to carry it out and use of it.
所以，我们现在的一个要思想的题目就是说，神既然给了我们一份，
So now we want to meditate upon this. Since God has given each one of us a portion,
那我这一份要怎么用，怎么投资？
So now I must think about it. How am I going to use these gifts and how am I going to invest on it?
对不对？你要怎么投资呢？你就要想一想。
So how you want to invest it? So when before you invest it, you must think.
对，这个字 wise 啊，或者 shrewd。或者clever, sensible, 这个字其实用很简单的话来讲就是动脑筋。
So when we talk about wise, sensible, shrewd, well, you think that you have to use your brain cells.
That's right. Use your brain cell, 对。你要我有的时候听兰培德弟兄讲道。
So sometimes when I listen to Brother Lance Lambert,
他常常在讲道的时候就说 think, 有没有？
So when Brother Lance Lambert, when every time he speak on the pulpit, he say 想
他常常说现在的基督徒好像不太用大脑了。
So his Brother Lance often says that nowadays Christians they don't use their big brain.
好像这个脑袋就是放在冰箱里面保存着不要用了。
It's as though that they kept their brain in the refrigerator and do not want to use.
那我们反正大家怎么做我也怎么做就是。自己不用大脑。
Or we just observe around how other people do, we also react the same way, we don't have to use our brain.
但是这个字是讲到动脑筋啊，要想啊。
But in this word here, you have to think and use your brain.
因为主已经给了我们一份恩赐。
Because the Lord has given each one of us a gift.
这个恩赐应该怎么样来使用它，用的讨主人的欢喜。
So how we make use of these gifts, and so that we will please the master.
那需要动脑筋的。
And don't you think that we should think about it?
这是每一个人都要负责任的。
So each one of us have to be responsible.
好，那今天晚上我们要想的第一次主耶稣讲到动脑筋。
So tonight we want to talk about how the Lord say use your brain.
聪明人
，be a wise man。
什么是聪明人呢
？What is a wise man？
我们刚刚念了第七章
，we have read in chapter 7，
就是凡听见我这话就去行的人，就是聪明人。
That is the one who listened to my word and goes and carried it out. That is a wise man。
今天我们基督徒分两类
，so today we are Christians and we can classify into two types。
一类是听了主的讲道。就有反应。
The first type is that once who listen to the word of God, they immediately have a reaction.
有反应，照着主耶稣所讲的去做的人，耶稣说，那你就是聪明人。
Then those who react and go and do it and carry it out, that our Lord say that is a wise man.
但是还有一种基督徒呢？
But then there is another type of Christians.
他也听了，
They have also heard the message.
可是没有反应。
But they don't have a reaction.
左耳朵进去，右耳朵出来了。
They enter in the left and come out in the right.
只是看着讲员傻乎乎的笑。
They only look at the speakers and smile and grin.
没有反应。
Right, stupidly and smile. No reaction.
主耶稣说，你如果没有行动。
The Lord Jesus says, if you don't have any action,
那你就是愚昧人。
Then you are a foolish man.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
你会发现一件事情。
Then you recover.
主在这里讲的聪明人，跟你的 IQ 没有关系的。
So the...When the Lord says a person who is wise, it has nothing to do with your IQ.
不是因为你学校成绩好，所以你就一定会照主耶稣的话去做。
It's not because your school result is good, then you will follow what the Lord's instructions are.
不是的。
No, it's not.
我碰过很多聪明人。
I have met many clever, intelligent, wise men.
但是对主的话毫无反应。
But they have no reaction to the word of God.
他可能是博士。
He could have been a.
他可能是大财主。
He could be a doctor. He could be a wealthy man.
他可以是大科学家、大医生。
He could be a big, great scientist or doctor.
但是他对主的话觉得没有意思，很笨，没有，这是没有意义的东西。
But to these people, they count the word of the Lord as stupidity.
但是我也碰过一些基督徒。
But I also met some Christians.
我们称他文盲，就是没有什么教育，字也不懂。
We call them illiterate. They don't even know how to read the word.
可是
，but
他们对主有心。
But they have a heart for the Lord.
他们在那里真是渴慕主的话。
They are there really thirsting after the word of God.
他们推了一个一篮的菜去卖菜。
They draw a whole cart of vegetables out to sell.
有的时候客人没有啊。
Sometimes they don't have any customers.
他们在那里读圣经。
They sit there and read the Bible.
我是亲眼看见这些人在好几个地方的菜场。
I saw this with my own eyes at the various marketplaces.
就是个乡下老太婆。
Just like an old country woman.
我们看起来她真是没有什么学问的人。
Like an old village woman who really do not have much knowledge.
她手上抱了一本圣经。
But in her hands, she carried the Bible.
我去问她，你看得懂啊？我看得懂啊。
So our brother asked her, do you understand the Bible?
我问她，
she says, yes.
你看得懂报纸吗？
When our brother asked her, do you know how to read the newspaper?
报纸看不懂。
She says, the newspaper I don't understand.
报纸看不懂，会看圣经，你看奇怪不奇怪？
But she could not read the newspaper, but she can read the Bible. Don't you think there is something strange?
为什么？
Why?
因为他里面有一个渴慕主的心。
Because he has a heart that's hungering after God.
所以当他有一个渴慕主的心的时候，主就给他神的智慧。
But because she has a hungry heart, so the Lord gave her wisdom.
他就可以读圣经，这很奇妙。
So she can read the Bible. So don't you think it's very wonderful?
所以这么多年来，我的观察就是真的，凡是心有心来追求主的，你不需要多聪明。
So through my years of observation, that if you really want to seek after the Lord, you do not need to be so clever.
你只要向主有心，主就会把他的智慧、聪明赐给你。
So as long as you have a heart for God, then He will grant you the wisdom and intelligence to read the word.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
主在这里说，什么是聪明人？
So the Lord here describes what is a wise man.
那你就会发现，这三章圣经五六七。
So you realize that in these three chapters, 5, 6, 7,
主是第一次在人类的历史里头向人启示什么叫做天国。
So it is the first time in history how the Lord Jesus described to people what is the kingdom of heaven.
你会发现。
Do you realize, discover?
他这三章圣经分四个部分。
That these three chapters is being divided into four portions.
第一个部分从第五章第一节到二十节。
The first portion is from chapter 5, verse 1 to 20.
他讲到这个天国里面这些人他有的一个特点，生命的特点。
So it's described how these people in the kingdom of heaven, they have a certain characteristics of life in them.
这些特点你如果去读的时候，你就会发现跟这个世界的国 不管美国，不管中国，不管新加坡，任何一个地上的国都不一样。
So you realize that those people who belong to this kingdom is different from the kingdom of United States, America, or even in Singapore or China. These people, they are different from people.
这个世界如果要讲什么叫做有福的人
？So when we talk about in this world, when we talk about who is a wise, blessed, who is blessed?
有钱的人有福了。
So we say that those who are rich are blessed.
对不对？有地位的人有福了。
Those who have positions are being blessed.
欢乐的人有福了。
Those who have joy are being blessed.
可是我们主耶稣偏偏不是这样讲的。
But our Lord Jesus sadly did not describe in this way.
他讲贫穷的人有福了。
He said poor are those blessed are those who are poor.
哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are mourning.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who thirst after righteousness are those who will be blessed.
然后为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are being persecuted.
所以你去读的时候，每一个主耶稣讲过的话，都跟这个世界人认为有福的刚刚好相反。
So you read all those things that the Lord Jesus has said is a contrary to what the world view, how the world views it.
所以他先讲什么叫做这个天国生命的有福点。
So he first speaks about the kingdom of heaven. What are the blessedness in the kingdom of heaven? The second portion,
他讲到天国这里面彼此之间的关系的伦理。
He speaks about the relationship between people in the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄与弟兄之间是什么关系？
The relationship between brothers and brothers.
男与女之间是什么关系？
Relationship between men and women.
这个。人对恶人是什么关系？
Relationship between those who are evil doers.
人对仇敌又是什么关系？
Relationship with your enemies.
这些都是这个地上不可想象的。要爱你的仇敌，哪里有这种事？
All these things that has been mentioned are unthinkable. Who on earth would think of love your enemies?
有人要拿你的礼衣，连外衣都给他。
If someone asks of your cloak, give him even the outer cloak.
强迫你走一里，你跟他走两里。
If they force you to walk 1 mile, walk 2 miles with him.
打你的右脸，你左脸转过来也让他打。
He slap you on the left, turn to your right to let him slap.
所以你去读主耶稣讲的这些道。
So if you go and read those messages given by Lord Jesus,
根本在这个地球上不可能活下去的。
You cannot survive in this world today.
你要被人家活吞了，活生生的把你吞掉。
You'll be swallowed up by those people in the world.
所以你听主讲的这些话，你就会发现这个世界从来没有出现过这种人。
So if you read the word, the description given by the Lord Jesus about those people in the kingdom of heaven, then you realize that on this earth, there never appeared this type of people before.
但是，这个天国的王来了。
But the kingdom of heaven, the king of the kingdom of heaven is here.
他是第一个把这种生命活在这个世界给我们看的。
He is the one that live out this life for each and every one of us to observe.
你确在他的身上看见他爱他的仇敌。
You truly see that in his life he loves his enemies.
你的确看见他是在那里为我们祷告，为逼迫他的人祷告。
You truly see that in his life he prayed for those people who persecuted him.
这个三章圣经所讲的，在耶稣基督的身上完完全全的表现给我们看。
You see that these three chapters is truly being lived out by our Lord Jesus for everybody to witness.
然后主就说了。
Then the Lord Jesus says,
凡是听见我讲的话，
All who have listened to my, who have heard my voice,
你就去行的人。
And who has carried out my work,
你就采取行动的人。
You are the one who take action.
你羡慕这个生命。
You desire after or long after this work.
你愿意有份于这个国。
You want to have a part in this kingdom of heaven.
那你就是什么？聪明人。
Then you are a wise man.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣讲的聪明，是你有这个眼光，能够羡慕天国、追求天国的人，那你是聪明人。
So the word given by Lord Jesus says himself is that those of you who admire long after what is being described here, you are the one who are being blessed.
但是你如果漠不关心
，But if you don't care or ignore this，
你听完这个道，你对耶稣所讲的觉得你说不可能
，And if you have listened these messages and then you say that It's impossible.
那是梦想，这是理想的，现实不可能。
You will describe it something as an ideal, something that is maybe in your dreams, but it cannot be a reality in our life.
你如果是存这样的一个心态
，But if you have this attitude,
耶稣说，那你是愚昧的人。
Then the Lord Jesus says, then you are a foolish man.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
有见识。
One who is wise, sensible, shrewd,
动脑筋
use your brain,
就是你要好好想一想，耶稣来带给你是他的重点是什么。
So you have to think carefully when the Lord Jesus come, what is the main significant thing when he come to this earth?
你成为一个基督徒，你的罪得到赦免。
You have become a Christian.Your sins are forgiven.
神把你放在这个地上，给你这么大的恩典，这么大的恩赐。
The Lord has placed you on this earth, has given you such gifts.
这一切在你的手里。
All these are in your hands.
你要怎么用
？How are you going to use it?
你要追求什么
？What are you going to seek after?
你要得着什么
？What are you going to gain?
耶稣在这里说
，The Lord Jesus says,
你如果聪明
，If you are wise,
你用尽你所有来得。天国
you use all that you have to gain the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣他宣告说，从施洗约翰到今日
，The Lord Jesus Himself says, from the time of John the Baptist,
天国是努力的人得着的。
The kingdom of heaven is those who seek after it by violence, those who work hard to get it.
努力的人就得着了。
Those who work hard for it and those who work hard for it will get it.
有一个英文版本翻译成 The violent man
The English rendition
Lay hold of it
The English rendition says that The violent man would lay hold of it
也就是说你如果不是存心像一个这个叫做中文一个翻译啊叫做拼命三郎啊拼命三郎有什么讲就是不顾一切
So the ChineseSays that you know one who have to fight with all your heart.
我用现代语来表达吧。
He will use a more modern translation.
现代语我就借用这个现在在中东发生的这些恐怖分子。
So I will use the examples given in the Middle East. All these terrorists.
这些恐怖分子，我们虽然是觉得简直荒唐。
We think of them as something that is ridiculous.
自己不要活，还要让其他人也一起跟他一起死。
They themselves don't want to live, and they want other people to die together with them.
但是你有一个点，你要佩服他。
But there's one point that you must respect them.
哪一个点
？What is that?
他为着他的阿拉。
They would do it for their Allah.
他什么都不管。
They don't care about anything else.
这个。我们叫他恐怖分子。
And this, because of this, we call them terrorists.
对不对
？Isn't it true?
哎，今天基督徒有没有恐怖分子
？Today, do we have any terrorists amongst our Christians?、
就是这些人什么都不管。
Is they don't care about anything else.
他为着他的神，他为着神的旨意，他什么都可以放下来了。
And because they want to do something for God, and because they want to do something for the will of God, they were willing to put down everything for it.
那么这些恐怖分子为着阿拉，他什么都不管。
And these terrorists, because they want to do it for Allah, they don't care about anything.
那么，我们说我们信仰是真的。
And if we think that we say that our belief is true,
我们的神是真的。
Our God is true.
那有多少神的儿女是为着神的国是不顾一切
？Then how many of God's children would not care about anything and do something for God?
有没有
？Are there any?
主耶稣说，这种叫做 violent， 看到没有
？And the Lord Jesus described these people as violent men.
你要进天国吗
？And if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven，
你要有份于天国吗
？And if you want to have a part in the kingdom of heaven，
做 Cadillac 是进不去的，做 Mercedes Benz 也进不去的，你必须要拼老命的。
You cannot go to the kingdom of heaven by sitting in a Cadillac or Mercedes， but you have to. You have to fight it with your life.
以前我们唱一首诗歌， 坐着花轿进天堂嘛，有没有这首诗歌？现在没有花轿了，现在就是 BMW 这种东西。
In the past, we sing of a hymn where we sit on the beautiful carriage, sedan chair that we enter into the kingdom of heaven. But nowadays, we don't have. We have all the Mercedes.
Right. 所以主在这里所讲的这个字是一个很强烈的字。
So the Lord described here is something that is very strong, extremely strong.
英文就用 violent.
And so strong is as such that the English verse they says violent man.
今天我就用恐怖分子这个词哦，借用的啊。
So today I have to borrow.
我没有意思叫你去绑着炸弹去炸别人，这不是我的意思。
So today I have to borrow the phrase terrorist. I did not. My intention is not that you.By yourself with all the dynamites and go and kill and bomb everybody.
那你就误解了。
Then you truly misunderstood.
但是我要讲的那个点就是，这里有一个心智是为着他的神，为着他的旨意，他什么也不顾了。
But I want you to see that here there is a heart that want to do something for their God, and they don't care about anything.
他勇往直前。
They go forward bravely.
他要这个。主耶稣所讲的这个天国
，They want to go up and get the kingdom of heaven for Lord Jesus.
所以，如果你有这个灵
，and if you have this spirit,
spirit, 那你就是聪明人
，then you are a wise man.
那当然，今天晚上不可能去把这三章圣经一节一节来讲。
So of course tonight we cannot use the time to describe verse by verse of this message.
但是我要讲中间的一个部分。
But I want to talk about one portion of it from the three chapters.
在这个国度里头，在这个天国里面
，In this kingdom of heaven，
这群人他们的生活是生活在暗中。
These people they live their life is a hidden life.
这是他们的特点。
And this is their characteristic.
我们从六节第一六章的第一节到十八节，你可以看得出来。
From chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 18, then you can see it being described here.
第一种暗中的生活。
The first type of hidden life.
第三节到第四节。
From verse 3 to verse 4.
你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中。
But when you chapter 6 verse 3 but when you do a charitable deed do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
你父在暗中查看必报答你。
That your charitable deed may be in secret and your father who sees it in secret will himself reward you openly.
你会发现这是这一群在天国中的子民他们所行的义有这么一个特色。
So do you see that this is one of the characteristics of those people who live in the kingdom of heaven, how they have this characteristic?
当他们施舍的时候
So when they give to charity,
他们没有张扬做广告
They do not advertise themselves, they do not proclaim it to everybody.
你看今天全世界 philanthropy 这个慈善 谁做的最大我们都知道应该都知道
So today in this world, we see who is the greatest philanthropist. We would know
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates,
对不对？谁做的第二个
？Who is the second one？
你也应该知道。
You should know this.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
这全世界第一名、第二名最有钱的两个。
Because these are the two richest person on earth.
他们也真是施舍。
And truly, they give a lot.
可是这个施舍呢，全世界都知道。
But this giving a lot of their wealth.The whole world knows.
大家都拍手了不起。
And everybody clap their hand and says that truly you are great.
这是这个世界的做法。
And this is what the world do.
但是天国跟这个相反。
But it's opposite in the kingdom of heaven.
天国的子民他们施舍的时候主说左手做的右手不知道。
Those who are from the kingdom of heaven, their left hand should not know what their right hand is doing.
他们在暗中行是暗中的父查看父知道就够了。
They do it secretly, and they do it quietly, so that only when the Father in heaven who knows, then that is sufficient.
第六节
in verse 6,
你祷告的时候要进入你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Verse 6, But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in the secret place. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly.
这些人祷告是在暗中的。
So when these people pray, they pray secretly.
没有人看见他们。
Nobody sees them.
只有暗中的父看见他们。
Only the Father in secret will know and see them.
他们的祷告能够像香一样的升到父的宝座。
Their prayers will be like incense unto the throne of God.
会影响这个天上有雷轰、有闪电、有地震。
If you can influence the whole earth, there will be lightnings and thunders.
到了第17节、18节。
When it comes to 17 and 18,
你们进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不要人看出你的进食来， 叫暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
我碰到一些基督徒，
I've met some Christians.
他们是操练进食的。
They practice fasting.
很好。
They're very good.
但唯一的可惜是在比赛。
But the only sad thing is that they are competing with one another.
他听见某某弟兄进食三天，他就进食七天。
They heard a brother who has fasted for 3 days, so they must fast for 7 days.
马上就有另外一个姐妹进食10天。
Then quickly there will be a sister who want to fast for 10 days.
所以最后我听过有人进食70天。
So last I heard, there is someone who has fasted for 70 days.
比主耶稣的40天还长30天。
It's even greater than our Lord Jesus by 30 days.
所以进食固然是一个很好的操练，敬虔的操练，可是现在却行在人的面前，他要得人的称赞。
Although fasting is something that's good and reverence before the Lord, but now become a competition before Him. Everyone.
那就变成一个宗教了。
Then it becomes a religion.
那不再是一个暗中的义。
It does not become something that is hidden and has lost its significance.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
在这个国度中，
So in this kingdom of heaven,
所有的义行，
All those righteous acts that you have done,
它的共同点，
Their common denominator is all,
它不是行在明处的。
It's, the common denominator is that all of them are being conducted in secret and not openly.
然后你又会发现，
Then you will realize,
在这个国中有一种智慧。
In this world, in this kingdom, there's a kind of wisdom.
主耶稣在这篇的介绍天国的特质的里头， 他讲这群人有一种特殊的智慧。
The Lord Jesus described these people having a special kind of wisdom.
从第6章的第19节， 一直讲到第7章的结束。
It's begin from chapter 6, 19节开始。 From chapter 6, verse 19 onwards.
对，一直讲下来，一直到7章28节。
Until chapter 7, verse 28.
你就会发现在天国的这群子民。
Then you realize that this group of people who are in the kingdom of heaven,
他们
citizens of the kingdom of heaven,
能够分辨真。
They are able to distinguish that which is genuine and that is fake.
那当然，旧约最有名的就是所罗门王啊。And
that which is most famous will be King Solomon.
对不对？两个妈妈抢一个小孩。That
speaks about the two mothers fighting over a child.
每一个妈妈都说这是我的。Every
one of the mothers says that this, both the mothers say that this child is mine.
但是在所罗门的眼中， 他就能够分辨哪一个是真妈妈，哪一个是假妈妈。
But in the eyes of King Solomon, he is able to distinguish which is the genuine mother and which is not.
今天在这个时代，
Today in this generation,
撒旦用了一个很大的一个诡计，就是真假难分。
Satan has used one of his greatest tricks that we cannot distinguish between the real and that which is not real.
我这些年在中国传道，就学了一些顺口溜。
In these few years that I have been preaching in China, I've learned some slangs from them.
因为在大陆现在有很多的假货，你去买东西，你就是怕买到假的。
So in China nowadays, there are a lot of fake goods, and the only main concern is that you buy the wrong thing.
到什么地步呢?
Until what extent?
那就有一个顺口溜了。
There's a, some sort of slogan or phrase, colloquial phrase.
什么都是假的，只有他娘口里的假牙是真的。
Everything is fake. Only the dentures in the mother's mouth is real.
今天的确在这个世界，很多的东西看起来好像真的，其实是假的。
So it's used to describe that in this world there are many things that is seems to be real, but they are actually not.
最大的虚假
，the greatest falsehood，
是基督教。
The greatest falsehood is the Christianity as a religion.
这个旧约的时代是犹太教。
In the Old Testament is Judaism.
神在西奈山启示是真的。
The revelations at Mount Sinai is true.
可是这个启示一代一代传下来，到后来通通变质，通通是假的。
So, but you, do you see that when this this being revelation which is true, when it's been descended down, it has become false.
主耶稣到地上来的时候，他把真光带到地上来。
When Lord Jesus came, he brought us the true light.
然后这个真的启示给了他的门徒们。
This real revelation is truly given to his disciples.
可是撒旦的伎俩还是一样，把所有真的东西慢慢慢慢就变质了。
But don't you see that Satan has slowly and gradually changed all this which is true and changed its characteristics until
人从里面的启示跑到外面的传统
until the force is from the inner revelations is become a tradition openly
本来是个活的活的生命现在变成了一个几千年谁都不可以改的老传统
Actually it's a living testimony but now it has become old traditions of man
然后套上基督教耶稣基督的名字
and they put on it the name of Christianity
让人迷惑了
and disillusion people
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
天国的子民
citizens of this kingdom of heaven
主耶稣在这个时候就告诉我们有一个属天的智慧
the Lord Jesus is trying to tell each one of us there's something that is of the wisdom from the kingdom of heaven
你从这一段话里头你会发现主耶稣讲七件事
In this portion of the scripture you realize that Lord Jesus speaks of seven things
第一对
The first thing
我们来读马太福音六章十九节的二十一节
We read from chapter 6 19 to 21
就是价值观的选择
It speaks about how we value things
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上地上有虫子咬能朽坏也有贼挖窟窿来偷只要积攒财宝在天上天上没有虫子咬不能朽坏也没有贼拉挖窟窿来偷因为你们的财宝在哪里你们的心也在哪里
Verse 19 Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, and there your heart will be also.
主耶稣在的时候
When the Lord Jesus is here,
那个圣殿非常华丽，非常庄严。
The temple, the holy temple before them is something of very grandeur.
犹太人带着牲畜来敬拜神。
The Jews bring all their livestock to come and worship God.
他们奉献金钱。
They present, they bring forth wealth.
但是主耶稣看这些事情。
But the Lord Jesus looked at these things.
他说你们把我父的殿变成贼窝。
But you have turned my father's temple into a den of thieves.
为什么?
Why?
因为这些应该侍奉神的这些神的仆人祭司们。
Because all those who are supposed to serve the Lord
他们的价值观已经改了
Their value system has already changed
他们借着上帝的名
They borrow the name of God
可是在那里做一件事
But they do something else
他们在赚钱
They earn money from it, they make money from it
买卖牛羊鸽子
They sell goats and sheep and pigeons
兑换银钱
They change money,
temple money 谁在做这些事
Who do all these things?
就是这些宗教领袖们。
It's all these religious leaders.
他们是讲侍奉上帝。
They talk about serving God.
可是他们的价值观是跟地上的人是一样的。
But their value system is the same as those people who are on earth.
他们应该有真正正确的价值观。
They should have the true value systems.
但是没有想到。
But who can think of it?
他们的价值观跟世界上所有没有信神的人的价值观是一样的。
Who can think of these religious leaders? Their value system is exactly the same as those people who are on earth.
把侍奉神的牛羊，把侍奉神的金钱，通通变成他们牟利的一个方法。
They use all these things, the buying of goats and sheep and exchange of temple money. They use it as a means of earning money in the world.
钱是他们侍奉神的目标。
The object of serving God is money.
所以。价值观发生了问题。
So we see that the value system has gone wrong.
到底什么是真财宝？
What is the true treasure?
什么是假的财宝？
What is the fake treasure?
耶稣在这里说得很清楚。
The Lord Jesus speaks of it very clearly here.
凡是在地上的财宝，
Whatever that belongs to the earth,
有一天会腐朽坏，会虫子来咬，会有贼来偷。
All the treasures that you have laid on hold on earth,The moth will come, the rust will come,
真正的财宝
and thieves will steal. The real treasure
是在天上。
The real treasure is in heaven.
没有贼来偷，
the,
不会贬值。
The thieves will come, cannot come and steal, and it will not devalue.
我不知道。
I do not know.
我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
I do not know all those brothers and sisters who are sitting here.
我不管你年长也好，你年轻也好。
I do not know, I do not care whether you are old or whether you are young.
你的财宝在哪里？
Can I ask you where is your treasure?
你的心在哪里？
Where is your heart?
这是主在这里告诉我们非常重要的一个问题。
So this is a very important question the Lord is asking and telling each one of us.
今天的世界的神他怎么样控制世界上的人
？The God of this world, how to control the people on this earth?
你会发现，世界的神控制这个世界的人用的方法就是钱。
So the God of this world, how to control the people of this world? That is money. They use money to control you.
所以，如果你的价值观是用金钱来衡量的话
，So if your value system is measured by money,
虽然你信了耶稣
，Although you believe in Jesus,
可是你的价值观错了。
But your value system is wrong.
因为这个世界的财富
Because the treasures, the wealth of this world.
中国话说的很达意啊。
The Chinese phrase is something. Buddhist very.
钱是四个脚，人是两个脚。
The money has four legs, and human beings have only two legs.
你追不过他的。
You cannot overtake it.
对。圣经是这样说的，钱是有翅膀，它会飞掉的。
The Bible says money has wings, they can fly away.
对不对？
Isn't it correct?
可是为什么我们基督徒看不破呢？
But why is it we cannot break through this
我们选择
perception of view of it?
哪边钱多就去哪里。世界的人选择工作不也是如此吗？
As Christians, we see that where the wealth is, we also go. And isn't it the same as people in this world?
我们叫我们的孩子去受教育，
we send our
选择的科系，哪来的钱多？你自然就是到那个科系去了。
So just as we try to teach our children, you see and select courses for that. We see that which course can earn more money. We send them for that course.
所以
，so
我们说是信主。
So we say that we declare with our mouth that we believe God.
但是我们的行动并不证明我们的价值观与世界的人有什么不同。
But our actions do not speak that we are different from the people in this world. Our value system we did not.The actions we take did not say that we are different from them.
所以如果你羡慕天国
So if you aspire for the kingdom of heaven,
你的价值观要改
Your value system must change.
你如果没有改变你的价值观 你跟天国是没有关系的
If you do not change your value system, then you have nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven.
我最近的15年在中国传道
In the last 15 years, I've been preaching in China.
我眼看中国从贫穷变成富有。
I witnessed with my own eyes that how a poor China has become a wealthy China.
上个月，两个月前，四月。
In April, 2 months ago.
全中国进入疯狂状态。
The whole of China reached a frenzied state.
什么状态呢
？What sort of state is it?
就是每天上海有400万的人入股买股票。
In Shanghai, 4 million people enter into the stock market to buy shares.
你如果到网上去 Google 一下，叫做炒股歌，有一条歌叫做炒股歌。
If you go to Google and do a search, then you will see that there's a rhyme called how to
play with, 炒股的英文要叫
how to play with shares
啊。
How to fry your shares?
不是 fry,
yeah,
不是 fry, 是
to play your shares. Buy and sell shares.
Get rich fast.
Get rich fast.
把中华人民共和的国歌变成炒股歌。
They have changed the national anthem of the China People's Republic of China to one of.
那真是写绝了。
Just like make money Singapore.
哎呀。现在不是一般老百姓买股票啊，现在连和尚尼姑都出来买股票了。
所以
看破红尘的人也下海了。
So it's not only people who are buying shares, but the monks, the nuns, and all those who are
看破红尘、就是、
，who have seen through, seen beyond this earth, but they have also jumped in to buy shares.
你就知道这个大漩涡的魔力多么厉害。
And you see such a whirlwind has been created, and how it has been absorbing people into it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们没有一个真正的价值的判断，我们也会卷进去的。
So dear brothers and sisters, if we do not have this true and correct value system, then we will also be gradually been drawn into it.
我自己所在的聚会，当年在美国炒股票的时候，也有很多的弟兄姐妹炒进去了。
So in the place where I worship in America, when the stock market is hot, many of my brothers and sisters, they have also of the congregation, they have also been drawn by this whirlwind.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你的价值观是什么
？So dear brothers and sisters, what is your value system?
第二
，two, second point, verse 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
今天我们何等盼望
！We have this great longing.
两个都 serve.
We want to serve both.
对不对
？Isn't it true?
我们没有人否认钱是很可爱的。
No one will say that money is lovely, not lovely.
有一句俗语说，钱不是万能，但是没有钱是万万不能。
There's a phrase says that if although money is not everything, but without money you cannot do anything.
Right. Good. 但是
，But。
我们整个的投资，你的人生是一个投资。
But you must realize that your whole life it is an investment.
神给你这一生，给你这些恩典，你投资在什么上面
？God has given you this life. God has given you this gift. How have you invested upon it?
主在这里提醒我们。
The Lord is reminding us.
你只能侍奉一个主。
You can only serve one master.
你不能两个都要。
You cannot say that you want both to serve both.
以前有一个很有名的主日学的一个故事。
There's a very famous Sunday school lesson.
主日学的老师跟小朋友讲拉撒路跟财主的故事。
The Sunday school teachers spoke to the little children about the rich man and rich man.And poor man Lazarus.
啊，这个故事在《路加福音》16章，我们都知道。
This story is taken from Luke chapter.
讲完了那个故事以后，主日学老师问小朋友。
So after speaking the story of the rich man and poor Lazarus, the Sunday school teachers asked children,
你们要做哪一个人呢
？Who do you want to be?
小朋友举手。
The children hands up.
请说。
Can you please tell me?
活着做财主。When
I'm alive, I want to be the rich man. But when I'm dead, I want to be the Lazarus.
聪明啊
He's clever. Intelligent.
但是主说
But the Lord says,
不可能。
No, this is, you cannot do this.
这是 mission impossible.
This is mission impossible. 万万不能。
你愿望如此，但是办不到。
You desire to be so, but you cannot do it.
因为这两个主，
because here are two masters.
对你的要求都是 wholehearted, 全心全意的。
They require wholehearted surrender from you.
我们的难题是两边都要，结果两边都没有搞好。
The difficulty is that we want both, but in the end, we succeeded in none.
这个世界的神，
the God of this world,
他要你的全部。
He wants of you everything.
尤其最近的二十年，
especially in the recent 20 years.
从
In the last 20 years,
电脑科技进到了今天的这种情形。
It's from the time onwards when the computer era has begun.
世界各国都在追求所谓生产力的增加 productivity.
The whole world is seeking after productivity.
用最少的投入，最少的人力，要得到最大的
use the least effort, use
成果。
Least effort to gain the best outcome.
所以今天的世界对，或者用圣经的术语来说，今天的法老比古时候的法老更厉害。
So if you use biblical language, the Pharaoh of this world today is even more powerful than the Pharaoh of Egypt.
所以
，So
我们从年轻开始，你就要第一建立一个正确的价值观，第二。你要决定你要侍奉哪一个。
So when you're beginning, when you are young, you must have a correct value system, and then you must decide for yourself now whom do you want to serve.
然后你到了第七章。
So when you, now we come to chapter 7,
第三对。
The third,
第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人？也必用什么量器量给你们。
For with chapter 7 verse 2, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you.
这个整个第七章第一节一直到第六节。
From this chapter 7 verse 1 to verse 6,
头五节是讲到弟兄与弟兄之间的关系。
The first five verses speaks about the relationship between brothers.
常常说你不要论断你的弟兄。
He says, do not judge your brothers.
因为你怎么样论断他，你就定自己的罪。
Because if how you judge him, you have already set your own sin.
这个我们能够懂。
We can understand this.
但是稀奇的是第六节。
But surprisingly is verse 6.
为什么忽然间跑出第六节，跟前面好像一点关系都没有？
Don't you realize that chapter, verse 6, when you look at it, is something not related to that which is before, the first five verses.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces.
为什么前面讲不要论断弟兄，后面跑出猪跟狗跑出来了。
Why when we talk about do not judge your brothers and sisters, then suddenly come about pigs and swine, dogs and swine?
好像这段圣经前面五节跟第六节是拉不上关系的。
It seems that this last verse here, verse 6, has nothing to do with the first five verses.
但是你要注意。
But you have to realize.
他这个是一对。
You have to pay attention, there is one pair.
现在问题是什么是猪，什么是狗。
Now what is the problem that you must understand what is the swine and what is the dog.
那主耶稣的门徒彼得他就知道了。
And then our disciple Peter knew about
it. 所以请你来读彼得的书信。
And so when you come to the letter of
Peter. 彼得后书第二章就讲给我们听什么是猪，什么是狗。
In second of Peter's, they talk about dogs and swine.
请你打开。
Turn to 2 Peter
第二章
Chapter 2
从十八节念到二十二节
From verse 18 to 22
他们说虚妄矜夸的大话用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事 引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。
Verse 18, for when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error.
他们应许人得自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁牵制，就是谁的奴仆。
While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption, for by whom a person is overcome, by him also is he brought into bondage.
注意二十节。
Pay attention to verse 20.
倘若他们因认识主，救主耶稣基督，得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。
Verse 20, pay attention. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning.
21节，他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。俗语说，说得真不错。狗所吐的，他转过来又吃；猪洗净了，又回到泥里去滚。这话在他们身上正合适。
Verse 21, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Verse 22, but it has happened to them according to the true proverb.A dog returns to his own vomit, and a soul, having washed, to a wallowing in the mire.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
一面告诉我们主耶稣，一面告诉我们，在天国里的人，弟兄与弟兄不要批评论断。
So on the one hand, the Lord Jesus is telling brothers and sisters, do not judge one another, do not criticize one another.
因为你怎么样定人的罪，你就是定自己的罪。
Because how you judge another person, that you will be judged.
但是，你不能够因为不要批评你的弟兄，你却失去了一个辨别假弟兄的危机。
But because here is trying to tell us that if we do not want to judge people, then we have lost an opportunity of how to distinguish between one that's real and one is fake.
这里有一个假弟兄
，Here there's a false brother。
那么这里用的词就是猪与狗来代表
，And here they use the word swine and dog。
他们曾经因为耶稣基督的福音而得救
，They have been accepted and been saved by the Lord by the gospel of the Lord Jesus。
但是后来又掉到情欲的网络里头去
，But because they fell into the desire of their lust of the flesh,
然后再也没有悔改
and they did not repent.
他保持自己在这个情欲的罪恶的之中
they remain in this sin, this wickedness.
这个叫做假弟兄
and these are called false brothers.
所以这个是我们要分辨的
and we want to distinguish between them.
今天在教会里面
in our church today,
常常就有这样的情形
we have this.Occasions.
我们有两个极端
We have two extremes.
一个是弟兄彼此相咬相吞，你说我不对，他说我不对。
So one of the things that we see is that brothers and sisters bite one another, swallow one another.
这是一个错误。
And this is something that's very wrong.
但是另外一个极端
But there's another extreme.
就是这些人犯了严重的罪
These people have committed great sin.
但是教会在爱弟兄的名义里头不敢责备这个罪
But for the sake of love brothers and sisters do not want to persecute this matter
对付这个罪
do not want to deal with this matter
因为说弟兄要彼此相爱不要彼此论断
because it says that brothers and sisters must love one another so don't judge one another
没有想到这个罪却成为面教是整个的弟兄姐妹的这个聚会整个破坏
But they did not realize that this has become the yeast that have beenThe leaven that destroyed the whole church, destroyed the whole assembly.
So, 要有一个分辨的智慧
So we must have one that is able to distinguish.
然后到了第七章第十三节到十四节
When come to chapter 7, 13 to 14,
你又会发现有窄门与宽门，窄路与宽路两对。
So then you will see another two paths, the narrow door and the broad door, and the narrow road and the broad road.
那么门是指什么说的呢？
Then what is we talk about door? What is it about?
你如果去读约翰福音的第十章，
and if you read the Gospel of John chapter 10,
主耶稣自己说，我就是门。
The Lord Jesus Himself says, I'm the door.
我就是羊的门。
I'm the door of the sheep.
所以门就是指着主耶稣说的。
So the door is spoke of the Lord Jesus Himself.
你要进天国吗？
If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
你只有这一个窄门进来。
You have only this narrow door to go through.
你如果想要把这个窄门弄宽一点，
If you want to broaden this narrow door,
那个就错了。
Then you have committed something wrong.
两年前吧，
2 years ago,
有一个全世界有名的人，
There's a very famous person in the world.
他去世了。
He passed away.
全世界有头有脸的人都来参加他的葬礼。
All those who have faith means that those who have great reputations come to attend the funeral.
总统也来了。
The president came.
王也来了。
The king came.
基督徒来了，天主徒也来了，回教徒也来了，佛教也来了。
Christian came, Roman Catholic priest came, even the Muslim came, even the Buddhist came.
哎呀，真是隆重。
And it's such a grand affair.
那个人是谁啊？
Who is this person?
啊？Pope,
the Pope,
对不对？是保罗第几世？
保罗
好像是六世，是吧？反正不管了，反正就是 Pope.
So we don't know which title he holds, but it is just a Pope.
他的那个棺木就放在那个圣彼得的那个大广场上。
The coffin is being placed in front of the square of St. Peter's Square.
举行一个非常隆重的葬礼。
And it's such a grand funeral.
那我就注意看他那个棺材的那个盖子。
So I pay careful attention to the cover of the coffin.
你就会发现他的这个盖子上面有两个标记。
You see there are two symbols on top of this cover.
一个标记是十字架。
One is the cross.
那没有问题。
Oh, that's no problem, isn't it?
但是在这个十字架旁边还有一个标记。
But beside the cross, there's another symbol.
有谁注意？
Anyone have pay attention to it?
啊，在那个十字架的下面右下角有一个大的 M.
Under the cross, there's a big letter M.
什么意思？
What's the meaning?
我请教天主教的人。
I consulted those who are of the Roman Catholicism.
那个 M 就是 Mary.
They say this M represents Mary.
所以你会发现，
So you realize
十字架讲到耶稣基督，这个没有他公认的。
The cross speaks about Jesus. Everybody agrees with it.
天主教、基督教都承认十字架是主耶稣的标记。
Roman Catholics and the Christians all agree that the cross is a symbol of Christianity.
旁边多了一个 M.
But by the side there's a letter M.
我的意思，举这个简单的例子，就是说，在基督之外，再加一个东西进去。
So I just give this simple example that in Christianity you add something else into it.
这个窄门就变成宽门了。
And this narrow door suddenly becomes widened.
所以进去的人自然多。
And so naturally all those who enter this door.
你就可以看到什么人都来了。
So naturally this door becomes broader and many people enter. So you see many people come into it.
所以主在这边说得很清楚。
So the Lord Jesus is very clear here.
天国只有一个窄门。
The kingdom of heaven, there is only one narrow door.
进去的人少。
And those who enter in it are few.
但今天我们想要人多，所以我们就把这个门稍微加宽一点。
And because we wish that there are many people, so we try to open up the narrow door a little bit.
路也是一样。
The road is the same, the path is the same.
今天的难题对基督徒来讲。门问题还不大。
The difficulty about Christianity is not The problem of the door is not as great as that of the road.
我是指对基督徒来讲。
I'm talking about Christian.
基督徒信耶稣基督是唯一的救主，一般来讲没有问题。
Being a Christian is to believe in the Lord Jesus. That's no problem.
问题在后面。
The problem is later on.
路的问题。
The problem of the road, the path you take.
今天你去看成功神学讲的是什么？
Today you see those successful gospel, those prosperity gospel, what are they talking about?
今天人在讲台上告诉基督徒。
Today people on the pulpit tell Christians,
信耶稣好啊。
Believe in Jesus is good.
好在哪里？
Good in where?
你有病得医治。
If you are sick, you get healed.
你没有钱，你会发财。
If you are poor, then you become rich, you will be prosperous.
你平常坐的是大车，公共汽车，以后可以坐小车。
In the past you see big cars, but now you're going to see smaller cars.
所以告诉你怎么样可以成功。
Because you see in big buses, now you see in smaller cars. They tell you how to become prosperous, successful.
讲台上听不到背十字架舍己跟从主。
On the pulpit, you cannot hear about bearing the cross and follow Jesus.
但是主耶稣的话很清楚。
But the words of the Lord Jesus is very clear.
若有人要跟从我，
If anyone want to follow after me,
你就要背起自己的十字架，舍己跟从我。
You have to bear the cross, deny yourself and follow me.
这个叫做窄路。
And this is called the narrow road.
如果今天的基督徒不肯走窄路，
And if today Christians do not want to walk this narrow path,
你要找一个容易的路，宽路来走。
You want to find a broad walk to go through.
你没有办法进天国。
You have no way to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以你要能够分辨。
So you must be able to distinguish
到底今天我们的路是什么。
That what the path we are going to take, what road are we going to travel on? You have to decide.
然后你往下走，你就会发现有两种仆人的侍奉。
And then if you go down further, then you see two types of service which the Lord speaks of.
一种
One of them
叫做假先知的侍奉。
Is speaking about the service of the false prophet.
一种是真的神的仆人的侍奉。
Another is one that is a true serviceman, a true servant of God.
那么假的是他不会来告诉你我是我是假的使徒，不可能的。
If he's a false prophet, he wouldn't come and tell you, oh,
他会告诉你
I'm a false one.
我是如假包换的真使徒。
He will tell you that I'm a real one, but covered in falsehood.
他能够讲道。
He can preach to you.
奉主的名讲道。
He can preach to you in the name of Jesus.
他能够奉主的名赶鬼。
He can preach.
他能够奉主的名行异能。
He can cast out devils in the name of Jesus. He can heal people in the name of Jesus.
如果我们今天看到这样的传道人，
If you see such a preacher in front of us,
又会讲道，又会赶鬼，又会行异能。
One who can preach, one who can cast devils, one who can heal and do mighty works.
我们一定很崇拜他。
And truly, we will really admire him, worship him.
这是人的眼光。
And this is human eyes, looking through human eyes.
但是主说，
But the Lord says,
我不认识你。
The Lord says, I do not know you.
你是作恶的。
You are evil man.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们用什么尺寸来衡量真的仆人还是假的仆人呢？
What type of measure we use to measure up a real servant of God and one that is false?
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus says,
不是称呼我主啊主啊的人都能够进天国。
The Lord Jesus says, not those who call me Lord, Lord will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only one that who does the will of my Father, they will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
今天在这个地上，在基督教的这个世界里头，神的仆人很多很多。
In Christendom,Such a type of preacher, such a type of servant of God, there are many of them.
会讲道、会赶鬼的也不少。
Those who are able to preach, who are able to cast devils, there are many of them.
但是这不是真仆人的标记。
But these are not the true characteristics or true description of a real servant.
真仆人
a real servant
是照着天父旨意的人。
A real servant must be one that follows after the will of the Father, God.
这个旨意只有单数的，只有不是许多的旨意，是一个旨意。
This will is not wills, but it's one. It's a singular will of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们在天国的人能够分辨。
Those people who are in the kingdom of heaven must be able to distinguish.
最后
，really, lastly,
就是建造。两种工作的建造。
Lastly, it speaks about the building, building of two types of work.
我们一生都在建造。
We are all building today.
我们从信主那一天开始，一直到见主面，我们都在建造。
From the day we believe until the day we want to see the Lord himself, meet the Lord himself, we are continually building up.
但是主说, 这种建造里面有两大类,
but the Lord himself says, in this type of building, there are two types.
一类把房子盖在磐石上,
one that build the house upon the rock.
一类把房子盖在沙土上,
another type that build the house upon the sand.
那么什么是把房子盖在 磐石上呢?
What is it that build the house upon the rock?
就是你的建造跟天国发生关系了。
That's when your construction work has something to do with the kingdom of heaven.
凡是你的建造跟天国不发生关系的, 通通是在沙土上。
If your construction work, your building work on earth has nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven, then it has nothing to do with God.
那凡是盖在 磐石上的, 主说,
and those who build upon the rock, God say, Jesus says, you are wise.
凡是把你的建造建在沙土上的, 主说,
but those, as to those who build their house upon the sand, the Lord says, you are foolish.
So, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
今天晚上我们第一堂,
so tonight this is our first message.
我要让我们每一个弟兄姊妹清清楚楚地认识 主说的聪明是指什么说的?
So I want every brother, single brother, each and every one of you, brothers and sisters, to really understand what is the meaning of being wise before the Lord.
跟你的IQ没有关系。
It has nothing to do with your IQ.
完全是跟你与天国是什么关系而有直接的关系。
It is all based upon how your relationship with the kingdom of heaven. Nothing to do with your IQ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我盼望,
I hope,
我们这一次既然花了这么一段宝贵的时间来到这个海边,
especially so when we have spent so much effort and time to come to such a place as this,
我们把我们平常的东, 繁忙的事物通通放下,
let us put away, put aside all the burdens, all the busyness of life and come when we are here.
你要听见主耶稣对你说一句很重要的话,
we urge you that we really want you to listen to what the Lord Jesus has said to say to you yourself.
你要做聪明人吗?
The Lord Jesus is asking, do you want to be a wise person?
把你所有的一切放在主所说的天国这件事情上。
To put away, put all your things on what the Lord Jesus has said concerning the kingdom of heaven.
那,
then you will be the wise person.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together and bow our heads.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话是这样的清楚放在我们的面前。
Your words is such clear, crystal clear, portrayed before each one of us.
主，我们承认人的话有限。
Lord, we admit that the words of man have its own limits.
我们也承认我们人的智慧有限。
Lord, we understand that the wisdom of human beings is limited as well.
你是无限丰富的神。
Lord, you are the one who is unlimitless. You are one who is fully abundant.
你的儿子来到地上, 就是要把这一个天上的宝贝带到地上来。
Your son, Lord Jesus, when he comes to this earth, you want to bring to us this treasure.
你要把你自己的儿子带到地上建立一个天国。
You want to bring your son to build a kingdom of heaven here.
你呼召地上的人来与你配合。
You call people on this earth to come and work together, to complement together with you.
主啊, 求你把属天的聪明智慧赐给我们。
Oh Lord, we pray for your, the heavenly wisdom to be given to each one of us.
让我们能够分辨什么是真价值的。
So that we really be able to distinguish that which is of true value before you.
让我们的一生为着这个真的存到永远的价值，不顾一切，摆上一切。
That we will be willing to put down all our whole life so that we don't care about anything else but to place before what is important before you.
等到你回来那一天,
until the day you come again,
你能够对我们说,
that you will be able to say to each one of us,
你是忠心,
you are the wise and faithful servant.
主啊, 求你这样把这样的心智赏给我们。
Oh Lord, we pray that you give us this longing, this type of longing for you before you.
听我们的祷告, 奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear us our prayer, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.